This is the table of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's provided it for us, for those who love him, so that we could remember him until he comes again. This table is open to everyone. It was purchased by him upon his death upon the cross. And he invites everyone who has made them his Lord and Savior to come and share in this today. Let us at this time, as we stand, share our faith together by saying together the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated as we bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning to thank you for Jesus. We know, Lord, that you are a holy God, a God of justice, a God who has very high standards for his children. And we know, Lord, that there are some standards that you have made that we could never attain and we could never reach in our own strength or in our own doing. You have called us to be perfect as you are perfect. But yet, Lord, every day we have thoughts, say words. We do things, Lord, that do not honor you, and there's no way we could ever earn our way to heaven. So we thank you that you sent Jesus, that you came in the flesh to teach us, to guide us, to die upon the cross for us, taking our sins upon you, the sinless Lamb of God. This morning we thank you that even though you were buried in the tomb for 3 days, powers of hell, the powers of death, could not contain you, could not control you, for you rose from the dead. And you ascended to the right hand of the Father. And this morning we thank you that, Jesus, you intercede on our behalf. This morning we are thankful. We are thankful that you have called us into a relationship. That when we choose to deny ourselves, pick up our cross, and to follow you, that we will experience a life that we have never experienced before. We thank you that we can have the constant awareness of the presence of God in our lives. This morning we thank you that because of Jesus and his sacrifice, that we can walk through the difficulties and struggles of this life and still have joy within our hearts. And have a hope that this world knows nothing about. This morning, we are thankful that you will take our brokenness, our pain. And as we follow you and rely on you, you will make us whole again in every area of our lives. This morning, we are thankful that you are training us, guiding us, helping us to be mature like Jesus himself, so that we can rule and reign with you for all of eternity. We thank you, Jesus, for all that you have done for us. Amen. On the night before he died, Jesus took a loaf of bread just like this one. After giving thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way, he took the cup, in which there was some wine. He said, "This cup is the new covenant, which has been sealed in my blood. Drink from it, each one of you." Every time we eat this bread and drink this wine, We remember our Lord Jesus Christ until he comes again. As we pass out the elements, let us all make sure that our hearts are right before the Lord. If there's anything in our lives that we need to get rid of, let us ask forgiveness at this time. Or if we hold things against other people, let's give it to the Lord and forgive them from our hearts, because we're not setting them free, we're setting ourselves free. So as the elements are passed out, please hold on to them so that we can partake together. Of Christ, broken for you. blood of Christ that was shed for you. Lord, we thank you for this sacred time. Time when we can remember you and thank you for all that you have done for us. The time when we look ahead and remember that you are coming back for us. A time that we need to remember that we need to get ready. A time when we remember we need your strength, your boldness, your help. Be your hands and feet to this broken world that is all around us. So empower us. Strengthen us, guide us, lead us by your Spirit as we leave this place today. In Jesus' name we ask. Amen.